for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. The following is part two of an editorial published in the Charleston, West Virginia Gazette. The title of the editorial, Prohibition Causing Drug Violence? We continue. LEAP official Mike Smithson says America's prohibition of narcotics puts the drug business into the hands of armed criminals, producing, quote, a St. Valentine's Day massacre every week, end quote. He referred to the famous 1929 event in Chicago when seven rum runners of the Bugs Moran gang were mowed down in an illegal liquor warehouse by the rival Al Capone gang. Legalizing alcohol again in 1933 gradually took gunfire out of the booze business. If America likewise legalized narcotics and regulated them through health agencies, would today's drug murders, police cost, and prison expense similarly be eliminated? This newspaper long has called for legalization of marijuana, which is no more harmful than beer. LEAP advocates that step for all narcotics. Congress and West Virginia's legislature should study this question, but don't hold your breath while you wait for change, because nearly all politicians brag about being tough on drugs. Thus, they guarantee that the narcotics trade will remain in the hands of criminals. That completes our coverage of this editorial. I want to thank the editors of the Charleston Gazette for their courage. You hear me say it here week in, week out, that there is no one in government willing to defend this policy, except at a treatment center, a junior high, or at an old folks' home. But there are those who have worn the badge, the gun, and sworn to protect the Constitution, who are calling for the end of this jihad of drug prohibition, and that's the members of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. These men and women have served in the trenches of the drug war as prosecutors, judges, cops, guards, and wardens. They have seen firsthand the utter futility of our policy and now work together to end drug prohibition. Please visit leap.cc. LEAP now has more than 5,000 members and friends of LEAP, more than 125 spokesmen touring the nation and, in fact, the world, informing the public of the truth of this matter of drug prohibition. The congressmen, judges, district attorneys, and even working cops who support this policy of eternal drug prohibition are the best friends that the drug lords in Colombia, Mexico, and Afghanistan could ever hope for. LEAP spokesman would be glad to travel to your town as well. LEAP.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.